Great Northern Railway presents Empire Builders. Empire Builder tonight takes you through the eternal springtime of Washington and Oregon to the perpetual summer of California, down to the mother lode country in the foothills of the Sierras, to the land of gold in the days of old, in the days of 49. But say, old timer, before we start the show tonight, I've just got to get the suspense over with.
You're dead. All right. Go ahead. What is it?
Well, I've been excited all week long over that Glacier Park vacation we talked about last Monday night.
Well, now, Ted, yeah.
You said you'd figure out the cost of taking some of the radio audience out to Glacier National Park on a 10-day vacation, and that we'd visit all the big hotels and take horses and go way up in the mountains and climb glaciers, and we'll fish and have big campfires at night.
No, Ted. Just you wait a minute.
Well, we're going, aren't we? Say, old timer, don't you dare back out on us. We're really going to take that trip, aren't we?
You just bet your life we are, Ted. But here...
Why, old-timer, you look sort of worried.
Well, I guess I am sort of worried. And happy at the same time, Ted. You know, it kind of gets a fellow when he finds he has so many friends who'd like to spend their vacation with him. You know, Ted, I can only take 40. Say, you should just have seen my mail. Ted, I've got troubles. Why, I can't begin to take all these folks. Why, I'd be taking vacations right up to next Thanksgiving time.
Good. That's just fine.
Yeah. It'd suit me fine, too, Ted, out there at Glacier Park. You see, I've got other things to do.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, honestly, I don't know just yet. Anyway, we're going on that vacation, Ted, and I'm going to be right with you folks every minute of that 10 days. And I'm going to show you Glacier National Park from Mike's Place to Heaven's Peak.
Oh, did you hear that, folks?
But wait, here. I'll tell you, Ted. We'd better go on to the show now. Maybe I can sort of get settled down by next Monday night and tell you where I'm at.
Well, then, we'll go on with the show. Back to the Mother Lode country.
Who was that Mother Lode Mr. Pearson was talking about?
Was she a famous character in Cali, old timer?
She was. I reckon she was particular enough to be a woman. And most of many men lost their heads over her.
Well, wasn't she a woman?
Yeah. Now, I'd better explain, Andy. Hey, Andy. Now, the Mother Lode was the great gold-bearing belt of California. Ran all the way from down below Sonora up through San Andreas and Placerville, or Hangtown, as they used to call it.
Oh, I thought it was going to be romantic.
Romantic? Well, I should say so.
Oh, do tell us a story, old-timer.
Well, I was just figuring on that. Say, did you ever hear of Joaquin Moriarty?
Moriarty? He was a bandit or something.
Bandit? But I wanted a romance.
And you'll get plenty of romance in this story of Joaquin Moriarty. Well, this took place one summer night back in the 50s. There was quite a crowd gathered in Dan Barnes' saloon and Eli Palace of Chance in Sonora. That's down Stockton way. The roulette wheels was a-clicking right merrily. And around in the corners, poker-faced men was a deal in faro and monte.
Joaquin's been operating around here again, huh? Funny how he can keep up his thieving and murdering and not get caught. Doesn't speak very well for your sheriff.
Yeah? Ever see Joaquin, stranger?
No, but I'd like to. In fact, I am looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something, partner. Anytime Joaquin walks in, I'm walking out, providing I can get out. And I kind of think you'd be walking out with me.
Oh, Bob. He's nothing but a dirty greaser. He'd run if anyone had the courage to go after him. Now, you men...
Excuse me, stranger.
Yeah?
I guess I shouldn't interfere, but I'm an old settler in these parts. Yes, sir, and my name's Truckee Jim.
I see.
Now, I know Joaquin's a killer, and I know he's no angel. But, mister, I hate to hear you call him a dirty greaser. Because he ain't bad.
Well, you're the first white man I've ever met who had a good word for him. So he's a friend of yours, eh?
Well, yes, stranger. I don't mind saying he is. I've known him ever since he was 18, when he first came up here from Mexico. He lived in a little cabin on the bank of the Stanislaw, minding his own business and panning for gold like the rest of us.
And now I suppose you're going to tell me the old story about persecution and being driven to crime, eh?
No, I don't reckon that's necessary. You've already heard it, and, well, it ain't a pretty story. But it happens to be true.
Yeah, Joaquin came mighty near getting the rope round his neck last week. Dang near got him.
Yeah, it was all on account of a woman, too.
Funny, these bad men don't know enough to let women alone.
Worst of it was, he blamed the wrong woman for the whole business.
Blamed the wrong woman? Why, how was that?
Well, stranger, I'll tell you. I'll tell you how it was. As I told you, I was a friend of Joaquin.
Yeah?
Well, I was a-sitting at the door of my cabin the other night when I heard a horse a-coming. I looked up, and darned if it ain't Joaquin.
My amigo Jim, it is a beautiful night, no? The moon, the stars, oh, it is muy bonita.
Well, Joaquin, when a fella starts talking about the moon and the stars, I begin to wonder where he's a-going to on a beautiful night like this.
Jim, you have all squares. How you say, the good eye?
All dressed up, ain't you? I bet you're going to a fandango. I heard tell is how you was the best dancer in California.
Oh, now who tell you all these nice things about me, eh? I tell you, no one knows how Joaquin dances. Because no one knows it is Joaquin who dances.
Now, I have always been your friend. Say, son, why don't you listen to some good advice? Why don't you quit this life you're leading and go back to Mexico and settle down?
Go back to Mexico?
Yeah.
And settle down? Yeah. Oh, I think of that very often, my friend. But I'm afraid I've gone too far to turn back now.
You're wrong there, Joaquin. You could make it to the border and then you'd be safe. But if you stay here, someday the law...
And then you mean I should feel the rope around my neck, eh? No, my friend. Your law will never get Joaquin alive.
I like you, boy. There's a lot of good in you.
You know, Jim, my amigo, I am in law.
Yeah.
Maybe I do as you say soon. Set them down.
In Mexico?
In Mexico, in California, what matters? So long as she is there.
Is she pretty?
Oh, see, you think famous man like Joaquin love ugly woman? Oh, my friend, she's warm, beautiful. beautiful like the dawn. Her hair has the glint of the sun, and her eyes are deep pools of darkness. And her lips? Ah, Senor Chief.
Well, I calculate after that the gal must be, pretty.
I tell you something, amigo. Right? I ride to a big fandango. I shall see her there. In Sabe, who knows? Tomorrow, there will be no more cause to fear Joaquin. It may be what you say, he set sail down. Well, adios, my friend.
Your horse looks sort of tired, Joaquin. You've been riding far?
No, I have just hauled up a saloon in little town north from here. There's not much to go, but it is better than nothing. Adios, Jim.
Thank you.
Know this Joaquin person pretty well, mister.
Yeah, yes, sir, pretty well, I reckon. Well, whilst I was talking with Joaquin up there at my cabin, there was another conversation going on over to Don Jose Aguilar's rancho, t'other side of Stockton. Don Jose, if you don't happen to know him, stranger, the richest old Spaniard of the country.
Yeah,
he had a caller, the sheriff. The sheriff had some business with Don Jose and his daughter, Maria.
I am sorry, senores, but I cannot allow my daughter to do the mad thing which she has promised you. I am sure that you will excuse her impetuous.
Well, of course. Just as you say, Don Jose. But the capture of this Joaquin Murrieta will be a great thing for all California. He has caused you so much trouble, I should think you'd be glad to see him caught.
I would give much to see him punished, senores. But I cannot permit my daughter to take the risk.
Wait, senor. I shall go, Padre Mio. I have given my word, and I shall keep him there until you come, senor sheriff.
What has come to pass that the daughter of Don Jose goes to her low fandango of the peons to keep a tryst with this infamous Joaquin? Ah, madre Dios, it is a disgrace.
Are you sure that he is Joaquin, Senorita Maria?
I am most certain.
Has he ever told you?
No, he has never told me his name. But many times have I heard the whispered greetings of the peons. And always they call him El Patrio.
El
is
Patrio.
He, senor?
El Patrio. Why, the Mexicans all over California know Joaquin by that name. Looks like we're going to get him this time. They'll be waiting for your signal tonight, Señorita Maria.
He shall be under the tree in the corner of the garden. And when he sings the love song, you will come.
You are doing California a great service, Señorita Maria.
Pardon, señores. What I do, it is not for your gringo government. I do it for my brother, whom this Murrieta has killed last year.
Yes. Thank you, senorita. And you, Don Jose, will be waiting.
More company? And bless my soul, it's a gal.
Pardon, senor.
Say, sister, ain't it pretty late for a gal to be out riding alone?
I know you are the friend of Joaquin.
Well?
You have seen him? He has come this way? Oh, you must tell me, senor. I must find him. Pronto, quick.
Something wrong?
You see, much is wrong. Joaquin ride to the fandango at Stockton. The sheriff has put big price for his head. He must not go, for they are wait for him. He will be caught.
And just who are you, sister?
I am Juanita, the dancer, senor. Some call me La Mariposa, the butterfly.
Oh, sure, I've heard of you. But Joaquin has already gone. Why, you must have passed him.
Oh, no, senor. I have come by the short way, but now I must hurry to stop him. Senor, he risked capture. He goes to the fandango because of one beautiful woman, that Senorita Maria, who is the daughter of Don Jose. Ah, How I wish that I were also beautiful like her.
Of the town look like little lanterns. As if the heavens feel very generous and have let drop some stars to guide me to the side of my beloved. Oh, tonight I feel that I am going to be very lucky.
You are the perfume of garden. Red is your mouth as are your lips full of passion, sweet bloom and flush of their gold. Oh, give some heed to my singing, we'll steal the time of my pain. One look from you will enchant. And I live again, my love, look from your window, my sweet love, Lord, guard of all.
Traveler, catch up with us, eh, Diablo? We can always use a little extra money. Ah, caramba.
Joaquin.
That ugly Juanita.
Joaquin.
Why you follow me everywhere, Mariposa?
Do not be angry with me, my Joaquin. I come to warn you.
Warn me?
You must not go to the Fandango. The sheriff wait for you there.
Joaquin goes where he wishes, muchacha. The gringos are fools. They shall never catch me.
But I know, Joaquin. I do not lie. One has told me of the trap they have set for you. He is from the home.
Oh, go to your pound with their foolish talk. Many times you have made me very angry, Juanita. Sometime I lose the patience with you.
You go to meet the beautiful Senorita Maria. I know.
Oh, you know, eh? Oh, she is not lovely, Juanita.
You see. Oh, I wish that I could be beautiful like her.
You beautiful like her? Well, you are a fool, Juanita. To be beautiful like this Senorita Maria, one has to be good like she.
Oh, so I am ugly because I am very bad. And she is beautiful because she is good. Oh, Joaquin, it is you who are the fool.
It is as I say. Now, you will go home, Juanita.
I go with you to the Fandango, for I must dance the yacht and the rabe. Tell me about the Senorita Joaquin. She knows that you are El Patrio?
No, I have not told her. But with her, I know it will make no difference. She loves me. Besides, for her, I would give up everything. Even my name, El Patrio.
You love her so much as that. Madre de Dios. Oh, well, let us go.
Bueno, Juanita. It is well that they call you La Mariposa. For when you dance, you are graceful like the butterfly herself.
I am glad you like the dance, Joaquin. The beautiful Senorita Maria, she has not come.
Hush. Must not speak her name so loud. She is no place for so fine a lady. She only comes because of me.
I know. But, Joaquin, will you not go quickly before the sheriff come?
Why is it that you are so sure the sheriff come here tonight, eh? Is it because you have tell him I am here?
You think I would do a thing like that? You think I would betray you?
One thing do not forget, girl. I am Joaquin Murrieta, El Patrio. And I kill traitors.
And I am La Mariposa, the ugly one, the bad one perhaps, but not the traitor. Oh, how blind you are.
The time. No, why does not this walking come? If he does not keep our trick, my whole plan of vengeance will fail. Oh, who are you?
I am La Mariposa, the dancer. You wait for someone?
I do not know you, Senorita.
And I wish to be alone. I know what you plan to do, Senorita Maria, and I shall not let you betray him.
Oh, you are loco. I do not know what you mean.
Do not lie to me. I know how you plan to betray El Patrio to the sheriff. How can you do this thing when you know how he loves you so much?
Oh, you are loco.
And he says you are so beautiful because you are good.
Oh, I hate this, Joaquin. See, I have told the sheriff, and now this Joaquin shall pay for killing my brother. What do you think of that, Senorita Mariposa?
But he must not know you have done this terrible thing. He would kill you.
Ah, Maria, Maria, my love. You here, Juanita. Go away. Come.
Oh, Joaquin.
Oh, I've waited so long to hear your voice again, my lover.
Oh, my beloved. With me, each hour has been a year. Do you not know how much I adore you?
But you have never told me your name. Who are you, senor?
You love me very much, my Maria. Enough to forgive many things I have done.
Can you doubt me, senor?
No. You, I shall always believe. My name, it is Joaquin Murrieta.
Murrieta? Oh, senor, no matter who you are,
you love
I
me?
Shall...
Say it, Maria.
First you shall sing for me the song I love so well. And then you shall know how much I love you, senor.
My love.
At once. The sheriff, the posse, it is as I told you. They are at the gate.
But she has betrayed you.
It is not true, Joaquin. She is the one. This woman, Senorita Maria.
Dare to speak of her? I kill you, you traitor.
Oh, no.
Do not fear, Maria mia. They shall not catch me.
Your horse is on the other side of the wall.
You think I trust you, eh? Someday I come back to you, Juanita. I remember. Joaquin never forgets. I give you this to remember me by. Dios bless you, Maria mia. Until we meet again. Adios.
He's gone this way, quick!
Well, that's the story, boys.
And they didn't get him, eh?
Get him? No. Joaquin is pretty smart.
Yeah, what happened to this Mariposa, the dancer?
Well, of course, the gal was all broke up after that freak was with Joaquin. So my wife's got her up at our cabin for a few days.
Well, I don't mind telling you, gentlemen, that I represent the law. Yeah? And I am out here especially to get this Joaquin.
Is that so? You don't tell me.
And it won't do anyone any good to be too friendly with it.
Friends for about 40 years now, and I'm still living and feeling pretty good.
A little argument about Joaquin, eh? Gracias, amigo Jim. I salute to you as the only gringo who understands Joaquin.
Hey, who the devil are you, sir?
Oh, me, senor? I am the most famous man in this California.
What?
I am Joaquin Murrieta, El Patriot.
No,
stranger. Don't reach for the gun. Just stand where you are, eh? Softly, softly, senor. Do not act like the fools. My men, they're all among you and at the door. It would be very, very unwise. Please, would you let me see the hands up in the air, eh? Huh? Oh, fine. And you, senor, the big, brave ranger.
You know, I think it may be I let you leave until, what's there, next time, huh?
Are you aiming to go to Spain, Joaquin?
No, my friend. Now, I go up to visit your cabin. Carry off the most beautiful señorita in California, la mariposa de butterfly. And you will stay where you are, eh, señor? My men, they will keep you company for a little while. Adios.
Hey, what are you laughing at? That vermin took my watch.
Well, I was just thinking that there's more than one way to skin a cat. I seen Joaquin sitting over there all the time. And if I had told him the story, he might not have believed me. But hearing it like he did, well, I always did like that Mariposa girl.
Great Northern Railway, about us, this time next year, will be running its famous train, the Empire Builder, through the country of Joaquin Murrieta, from Chicago to San Francisco and Oakland, via the Twin Cities and the Pacific Northwest. This $15 million extension in Northern California and Southern Oregon will make it possible to operate this deluxe train from the Mississippi to the Columbia River, then southward to the Golden Gate. But you can travel now the Great Northern Way to California and visit the cities of Spokane, Seattle, Tacoma, and Portland en route. The Great Northern Way is the smooth, clean, cinderless route. The Empire Builder, the standard bearer in luxurious travel, pulled by super-powered oil-burning and electric locomotives over a smooth, level roadbed. Fast schedules with perfect comfort, dependable, on time. Tonight's playlist again featured Harvey Hayes as the old-timer. Don Amici played Joaquin. Lucille Houston was Maria. And Bernadine Flynn was Juanita La Mariposa. This is Ted Pearson speaking. Empire Builders comes to you each Monday night at this time from the NBC studios in Chicago.
And this is Westinghouse KYW, the Chicago Herald and Examiner Station.